most of your gurus from the East, they go back to the Sanskrit in order to see the simulation, the hologram, the simulation. They might call it a dream or a fake reality or something, but anyway, it's pretty much simulation. And so you don't have to necessarily go back to the Sanskrit. You can go back to the Phoenician script, or you can actually just go back to the etymology of a word or multiple words, and eventually it'll start to reveal itself as you unfold words and you follow a word as it spirals out. You start to see the deeper truths, you know. It's no different than what they're doing at CERN, where they're taking an electron or some kind of small particle and breaking it into parts. Words are the hologram. So when you break a word into parts, you actually see deeper truth. And you can actually see how this simulation is working. Most of your words have M-A-N encoded in the word. Mankind, manual, manuscript. M-A-N is encoded pretty much in the whole system, because God made man in his image. And if God made man in his image, man needs something that's a mirror image of himself to push him higher, right? He's actually looking at himself as he looks out, whether he's looking at a tree, because a tree represents faith. He's up, a tree is upright, a man stands upright. God made man upright, and he sought out many inventions. But anyway, if you go back to the Phoenician script, or the etymology, or the phonics, or all the above, and you just start breaking words into parts, you eventually see the hologram. You eventually see the simulation. And so that's how these gurus, they get up there and they sit up there like they got some kind of special gift. And really the only special gift is just if you're able to hold a thought into your, if you're able to hold a thought in your mind for a long extended period of time. The reason they talk about meditation or contemplation or whatever is because in order to see these deep truths, you have to cut off the noise. You have to cut off the peripherals, the fluff. And when you're thinking about a word, and you're unfolding a word, you have to remember where you came from. A lot of times when you chase a word down a rabbit hole, you forget where you started. And that's why it's good to take notes and to keep notes in all your studies, because you can say, okay, I follow my path that I followed. I just go backwards and then I can open another path. You can take a word and you can open a path. Go back to that word, open another path, go to another direction. Go back to that main root word and open another path. Do that 4 or 5 times and then look for the common denominator 2 or 3 levels deep, and the hologram will start to reveal itself. And the word hologram just means holy writ, is completely written. That's all it means, the whole writ. It's stained everywhere. That's why RIT, if you Google RIT, it's a stain. So God stained the word everywhere. It's stained on everything. And no matter what you break apart, whether it's a car, a tree, a business, your finger, you break it into parts, you start to see the whole truth. But a lot of people, they'll focus on one little slither and they'll say, this is the truth. Gematria is the truth. Isisian code is the truth. This new age is the truth. They focus on one little thing and they don't go back to the Bible. The biggest problem with these people is they don't use the Bible as their litmus test. And so they go down these rabbit holes with no secure foundation, and they get stuck. And they're sitting there spinning their wheels, and all they have to do is go back to the Bible, and it would just keep unfolding itself, because His word was forever settled in heaven. And so everything, so it was all written in the 5D, and we're actually experiencing it in 3D. And so it's like piecemeal as we're going about. But once you see the patterns, and once you see the fractal holographic patterns and the archetypes and the types and shadows, you, no matter what you look at, you see the same truth. And if you think about it, if the color red is red in this city, and I go over to another city and the color red is red, that means there's really no space and time. Really, that's just common sense to me. I don't know why that's so hard for people to get. If an electron is spinning here a certain way, you quantum connect, an electron is spinning a mile away the same. That means they're the same. There's no space and time. They're one. And so from the spirit plane, everything is oneness. From the natural plane, everything is division. But the only reason it's division is because we're using the flesh mind. If you're in the spirit mind, it's all together. It's all in Christ. The spirit and the matter. Christ the head and the body. God is a spirit, Christ and his body. The spirit realm, material realm. Adam and Eve, spirit, flesh. Abel and Cain, Cain and Abel. Elijah and Jezebel. Day and night, flesh versus spirit. Spirit versus flesh. Everywhere, in every letter, every shape, every page of the Bible, every book of the Bible, it's flesh versus spirit. The sine wave, flesh versus spirit. Up and down, left and right. There's no such thing as time and space. It's only here to birth in the spirit mind. The reason you think it's time and space is because the flesh mind is divided. And that's why everything is divided to the flesh mind. Now, the secret is when you move to the spirit mind, you have to balance both worlds, because you're talking to people who are in division and they don't understand oneness. They say, that's impossible. How can I be looking at myself when I'm looking at somebody else? Because they just took a different path. That's all. They're still in the process. How can you love your enemy? Because you were enemies before God. While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. How can you just walk by faith? Because everything's faith. This place is a simulation, so it has to be faith. And so, if you really want to be a guru, just take the words, break them into parts, go to the etymology, go to the Phoenician script. Let's say you want to Google two letters. Let's say you want to Google R and O. It'll go back to water. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. There you go. You can Google any combination of letters, and you're going to see the hologram. You might not understand it, but it's there. Because everything has to follow a logical pattern. Everything has to fit the story. The puzzle pieces have to fit. So when you're talking and I'm talking, we have to speak according to the holographic truth. Otherwise, you couldn't understand me, because you're standing over there. If I'm speaking to you and you understand me, that tells you right there it's a hologram. I know that's hard to understand. But if you can't understand me, then that means it's not a hologram. Maybe when in the negative. The only reason you can understand a person who's speaking is because it's a holographic truth and it's a fractal holographic truth everywhere. Actually, the words that you're speaking, every word that you speak is life. Every word that you speak preaches Jesus, preaches the cross. Every word that you speak is from the logos, logical. Because if you were speaking to me with no logic, I wouldn't understand you. And so where does the word logic come from? L-O-G-O. Logos. Log. L-O-G is lo and behold, G, Golgotha, it is finished. So when you use logic, you're actually preaching Jesus. Because God is upright. God is holy. God is righteous. He's logical. He's not chaos. The devil's chaos. The devil's confusion. That which is from above is first peaceable, easily entreatable. If it was not logical, you couldn't entreat it. You couldn't receive it. The devil is chaos. The devil is confusion. That's not from above. Confusion is not from above. So, if you want to know what the gurus know, because you sit there and you listen to them talk, and they say, this is a simulation, it's not real. And they'll say, time doesn't exist, space doesn't exist, and you're sitting there scratching your head saying, how did they come to that conclusion? I'm telling you how they did it. They used a Sanskrit, or they used a language. You can use English, you can use Spanish, any language, because God controls the languages, and if they're speaking languages in heaven, if the angels and the glorified saints can understand you speaking in heaven, because John the Revelator went up to heaven and was speaking to people in heaven. And so I was able to use those verses, that chapter where I said, well, wait a minute, if he's speaking words in heaven and they understand him and he understands them, then those same words are, that's everything. You can actually see into the third heaven with the words. You can actually see into the third heaven via words. And you know it's true because the Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you can see into a person's heart by the words that they speak, then you can see into the third heaven, because what this whole thing is about is hearts. To get your heart right. The seven spirits go from the throne of God to see whose heart is right by him. So if out of the mouth the heart speaks, so when somebody's speaking, you know their heart. You know when they're lying, if they're contradicting. So all you had to do is say, well, wait a minute. There's words being spoken in heaven that we understand. There's words being spoken in earth they understand from heaven. That's your cord. That's your string to the third heaven. You can see deep spiritual truth because you have the same words right here on earth that are being used in heaven. The same words that you're speaking right now, they understand in heaven. And if you went up there and talked to the angels, talked to the saints, they would understand you, and you would understand them, because you got the spirit of truth. Now, it might knock you down, because there's going to be some higher understanding, you know, when you get your new body and all. Right now, we're kind of limited. But I'm just revealing that these gurus are not anything special. You can do this. You just have to take the words, unfold them, unfurl them, let them spiral out, break them into parts, listen to the phonics, put it all together, put all the pieces together, and you take the pieces and then you put them all together and see the whole pie. When you eat a piece of pizza, and I hand you a piece of pizza and you taste it, and then I hand you another piece, and before you eat it, you already know what it's going to taste like, because the whole truth is in the pieces, and the pieces are in the whole. It's really totally amazing. Everything makes sense when you understand, when you grasp that concept. The pieces are in the whole, and the whole are in the pieces. That tells you that the Holy Spirit is in you. You're in Christ. Christ is in God. You're hid in Christ and God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The whole truth is in you, but you're in the whole. The seed is within the seed. The word is within the word. The truth is within the truth. As you unfold it more and more, the will is within the will. Ezekiel's will. He said, I saw a will within a will. Yeah. Because the word is within the word. The pieces are in the whole, and the whole are in the pieces. So when you talk to somebody, they can understand you, because the whole is in the pieces, and the pieces, and you're speaking, let's say you speak a sentence, and it's a whole sentence. But you're speaking to a person who's a piece cut off from the source, which is the whole, and you're speaking a whole truth, and they can understand the whole truth, but they're a piece, you're a piece, but you speak the whole truth, and they can understand you. So the piece can understand the whole, and the whole can understand the pieces. It's really simple. It's really so simple that the education system wanted to make it complicated so you couldn't be free. The purpose of space-time is you need something to face off with. The purpose of space is you need something to, if you were just merged with everything, you wouldn't grow. You need some resistance. You need a person. You need a face-to-face person. You need a face-to-face door, a chair, a wall. Otherwise, you wouldn't grow. Time doesn't exist, but why do you need time in the flesh? You need space in the flesh because you have to have a contrast. You have to have some distance between you and something to learn something, right? You need time in the natural realm because it's a cycle. It's just a repeat cycle, and you need the cycles to birth. You need the space for a contrast, and you need time for a birthing cycle. So you're moving from state to state to state to state to state. And the Bible verse for that is, you're renewed day by day. The inner man is being renewed day by day as the outward man perishes, which is another word for sanctification. So you, so let me say it again. You need space because it gives you a contrast so you can learn and grow. You need time because time is just a repeat cycle, which is to birth you from your new to state to state. That's it. It's really that simple. They want to make it complicated because the whole system's the flesh mind. And it's so simple that if you tell it to a younger person, they usually can get it. But you tell it to somebody who's been to seminary, they can't even hear you. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm saying that you're in Jesus. Jesus is in you. There's the peace in the whole in the peace. It's really easy. That's why you are a per son, because you're per the son. P-E-R means per or by. S-O-N means son, the son. That's why you're called a per son. You're a human because you're a different shade, but you're still a human. You're just a different shade, but you're still, let's say you have the color red or blue, or let's say blue. There's different shades of blue. There's different hues of blue. It's still blue. It's just a different hue. So you're a human. You're still a human, but you're just a different hue. It's so easy a child could understand it. But the reason it's hard to hear it is because you want it to be complicated, because your flesh mind wants it to be complicated. When the Bible talks about the simplicity that's in Christ, you're actually at the cross right now. Everything's a projection from the cross. The story at the cross is happening right now where you are right now. Every time you take a breath, the story of the cross. You're in a story to raise you up. That's why there's different stories in a building. You go to the first story, second story, third story, fifth story, sixth story. Because as you go through this cycle of time, you raise up and understanding the story. You start to see the big picture. It's a level. You rise up in understanding as you go through the cycle. That's all it is. It's really simple.